This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Governments are ramping up measures to battle a looming global pandemic, the coronavirus, as the number of infections outside China for the first time surpassed those appearing inside the country. Taiwan raised its epidemic response level to its highest level, while Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is initiating emergency measures.
So while the WHO is yet to declare the nature of the coronavirus and its move towards a pandemic phase, we believe that the risk of a global pandemic is very much upon us. And as a result, as a government, we need to take the steps necessary to prepare for such a pandemic.
In Washington, AP Sagar Magani reports, U.S. President Donald Trump is confident the country is ready for whatever comes.
The CDC says a person in California has been infected, someone who does not appear to have traveled abroad or been exposed to another patient. If confirmed, it would be the first American case of what's known as community spread. The CDC announced the worrisome development minutes after President Trump took to the White House briefing room podium to minimize fears that the virus will keep spreading.
I don't think it's inevitable. I think that there's a chance that it could get worse. There's a chance it could get fairly substantially worse, but nothing's inevitable.
He says there's no reason to panic and that the government's very, very ready for a potential outbreak, standing alongside health officials who urged Americans to be prepared. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkey-backed Syrian opposition fighters on Thursday retook a key northwestern town in Syria that was recently captured by government forces. They also cut the highway linking the capital, Damascus, with the northern city of Aleppo. From Washington, this is VOA News.